This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Coming up at the end of November, from November the 21st to the 28th, 20 adventurous souls will be embarking on a 2,600-kilometre odyssey across some of New Zealand's most remote roads in cars that must be valued under $2,000 but still be roadworthy. These Dunga vehicles will experience some of New Zealand's most spectacular back roads, travelling through forests, farmlands, coastal landscapes, including 90 Mile Beach, and all to raise funds and awareness for the charity Time Out, and to have a whole lot of fun while doing it. Joining me now is the rally director, the person who designed the course, and also one of the members of the Time Out charity, Doug Hanna. Morning, Doug. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. I'd like to find out a whole lot more about this if you've got the time.
Oh, good morning, Mike. Yes, I'd love to. Love to share this information about it and how we got to this point too.
Well, this is the inaugural Dunga Run for 2026 in support of the Time Out charity. It sounds to me like it's got sort of a shades of, Top Gear challenge, you know, get a cheap and nasty car and see if it'll last the distance kind of thing, but with a whole lot more people involved. How did all this come about?
I got involved with the Time Out charity back in about 2018. So a little bit about Time Out first, perhaps. We are a charity that, through the generosity of about 250 families who have holiday homes around New Zealand, we coordinate free stays for terminally ill people and their family members to have some time out. And this has been running for quite a long time, and it was created by founded by Rhonda Amende, who had cancer and had one of these experiences, and 3 years of chemotherapy, etc., was in remission and decided that it was such a great experience she wanted to make it available to other New Zealanders in a similar situation. So we've been doing this for quite a long time now. I started back in 2008 doing it in our holiday home at Awaikra Bay up in Northland, and we've had about 65 families have a lovely experience there.
And this is your own personal holiday home that you put up
for
people to use?
Yes, our family batch in Awaikra Bay in Northland. And I came across it when you had a friend in a similar situation and asked if they could have some time there, and we said we'd love you to, and they said it was the best part of their sort of experience. And counsellors who've worked with us finding and referring people in this situation to us have said it's one of the best things. It's really the best medicine they can give. And often these families are not in a situation where they're thinking about having a holiday. They're in a little bit of crisis mode. It's all very stressful. Money's tight, so often it's one of the income earners is impacted, and so when they find that they could have some time out, they find that they get away from reality and just have a peaceful time with their extended family.
It can make such a difference, can't it?
Amazing. Yeah, it does. So it really feels impactful for us. And I also have a passion for road tripping. I'm a country boy by background, and I have a bunch of mates, and we've been doing this for over 10 years. We're doing like 3-4 day road trips, and every year we go to the South Island for a couple of weeks, and because it's so beautiful down there as well. And so we've travelled all over the place, and over the last 5 years or so, I've said to them, hey, look, you know, I do all the coordination of this, so how about you make a donation to our charity when you come along? And so we've been raising money for Time Out for a while. And so the Dunga Run was really something to upscale a little bit and give our charity a bigger event to organise and to all get behind. And it's going really nicely. We're really pleased. And so, yes, it is a little bit Top Gear-ish. We're trying to make it something that's a bit different. So it's got we're taking old cars around the country. We've got some support crew. We've got a mechanic and a trailer in case you break down and we have to tow you to the campground to fix you up for the next night. And I've taken some of my favourite back road experiences over the years and sort of pulled them all together into a week-long odyssey.
It sounds amazing.
It should be a lot of fun. We're really excited about it.
Now, I see that, you've said there's going to be 20 teams involved. Is that aspirational, or have you got 20 already lined up, or where do you stand with that now?
We've got 11 teams on board, and we're looking for another 9 to make up our 20. That's what we want to do for our first rally. That would give us 40 people plus our support teams. And because we're going to campgrounds and staying in tents and cabins, it's quite a nice number for New Zealand campgrounds.
All right, so I'm sitting at home listening to this and thinking, you know what, I've got this old dunger sitting out in the garage. I can get a warrant on that. I'd love to take part. What do I have to do?
Well, first of all, go to our website, which is Dunga Run. So Dunga is D-U-N-G-A, Dunga Run, and all the information's there to find out all about it. It needs to be road legal, so it needs a warrant and rego, and to be valued at no more than a couple of $2,000. You're allowed to spend extra money on tyres and safety equipment, brakes and things like that under our rules. We prefer it to be two-wheel drive, not all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. But because it's our first event, we're also flexible for people because we just want a good number of people to come along and have fun.
Yeah. And as far as raising money for the charity goes, how does that work?
What we ask each team to commit to is to raising $5,000 through their network, through donations and sponsorship and those sort of activities. And we provide support for that. We've got a donation gateway on our website, and we've got sponsorship programs. And, one team's blasted right through $30,000 so far, so
wow.
They're doing really well. And the others are just getting going.
Right.
So between
now and what's the cutoff for people wanting to get involved?
You'd be leaving it late to leave it till the end of October. But yeah, the sooner the better, really. Probably need a good month for the fundraising part of it. Longer makes it easier. We've still got 3 months to go. So. There's certainly time.
Okay. Let's talk about the actual rally itself then. When you talk about teams, how many people make up a team? Is it limited to two, or can you have a team of three or four?
Yes, it is. It's limited to two. Two okay. licensed people so they can share the driving. And we group teams into buddy groups, so like five cars, and you stick together.
So it's not a race.
And support each other. It's not a race. It's an adventure, and it's about exploration. We're weaving in drives through some beautiful forests, coastal routes past amazing bays. We expect the teams to stop and have a look and take some photos. And I'm hoping that for most people who come, we'll be taking them to places they've never been before. So real back road places, but also some of the most beautiful places in New Zealand. And one part of the adventure is coming down 90 Mile Beach, which we've done a few times. So the whole dates of the rally are around the tides, so that we have lovely plenty of time with the tide out. And we're coming down from Te Paki Sand Dunes at the top down to Ahipara. And having done that a few times before, it's just amazing.
Sounds like you've thought of everything, Doug.
Pardon?
Sounds like you've thought of everything.
Well, the nice thing is we've done over 90,000 kilometres around New Zealand of road tripping in the past through rural back roads. So I'm picking the eyes out of the best experiences, and we're doing things like. Going down to Whangamomona, which is between Stratford and Taumanui in the middle of nowhere. In fact, it's on the a highway called the Forgotten Highway, staying at the Whanganui pub. Most people have never been there.
It's a great road.
And it's a really cool experience. But getting there through some of those Taranaki gravel roads, there's hand-dug tunnels that we go through that are just single-lane wide through the hills, and just amazing sort of gobsmacking experiences, really.
So fair to say that this could be a once-in-a-lifetime experience for a lot of people, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And once they've done one, they might be hooked to come every couple of years or something. Because, you know, we'll vary them every 2 years. We're planning on doing this each year, November, and we'll vary the route each time. I love the route planning, and I've got maps galore, and I've organised over 50 road trips prior with a bunch of mates over the last 10 years or so, all around the North Island, and indeed the South Island. We usually go down for a couple of weeks each year as well, and I've done, sometimes they're four-wheel driving trips, so we're going off-road, and South Island's amazing for that, through the high country, and other times it's in saloon cars on sealed and gravel roads.
It sounds like you're eminently qualified to take care of all that, Doug, but it does sound a lot of work for you as well.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how many hours it would take to organise an event like this, but it's in the many hundreds. But, you know, we're passionate about it. And on our team, in our charity, we have people with varied skills and experiences. And one of our guys, Hamish, is amazing with technology. And so he's built our website, and we've got an app that we use, which has got all the information for those people that are coming on the rally built into this app. So we're kind of paperless. And that's very cool, too.
Yeah. Gosh, it's a totally different kind of world, isn't it, really, organising something like this with the technology that's at your fingertips nowadays?
Yes, well, it would be hard for someone to get lost.
Yeah, good.
Because the route's all programmed in, but it will happen. It always does, so, and there are prizes for that.
This is appealing for people with a sense of adventure and a sense of just enjoying motoring, but making new friends and things as well. But of course, underpinning all of this is the value of the charity, the Time Out charity. It's a great idea to support that.
Yes, it is a great cause, and we get great leverage out of, we don't need a lot of money to do a lot of good. It costs us only about $250 per family to coordinate these days, covering our costs for our staff. We have a couple of coordinators who coordinate the stays, and then we have to work with people who are working in the cancer areas and other areas like that to get them to refer people to us. And so through the goodness and generosity of 250 families, or 260 I think it is at the moment, through New Zealand who have a holiday home, who are happy to donate one or two stays a year for free, we get an enormous bang for the buck from the funds that we raise. So it is great, and we do a lot of good. A lot of these families who benefit from it wouldn't consider it. They often go away with a certain expectation of just having a break away, but when they've had it, say, oh, that was just so nice to have quiet time somewhere beautiful with our loved ones, where we just really connect, and just lots of hugs and walks and being together without all the hassles of doctors and hospitals and drugs and the rest of it.
A very rewarding experience for all involved, I'm sure. I'll just run through the details again. You correct me if I'm wrong with anything here, Doug. The Dunga Run for 2026 takes place November 21st to 28th. It's going to be just over 2,500 kilometres through all kinds of amazing routes that Doug has sorted out for you. It's going to be limited to 20 teams, and the cars have to be any car with warrant of fitness and roadworthy under $2,000. And the commitment is being asked of you is not just to take part and have a lot of fun, but also for each team to do its best to raise $5,000 per car for the Time Out charity. The place to go for information is dungarun.co.nz or the Time Out NZ website as well, timeoutnz.org. And I think all the information everybody needs is right there, but you've got to get onto it quickly, right, Doug?
That's correct, yep. I'd like to join us. We'd love to have you along, and we'll provide all the support you'll need.
And look forward to it becoming an annual event if it kicks off really well this year, which I get the feeling it might. I think at heart, I think a lot of Kiwi blokes will remember, as I do, having a bit of an old dunga when they were much younger, and just thinking they could take that almost anywhere. Well, here's the opportunity to do that.
Exactly.
Harking back to simpler times, I think, sometimes too, Doug.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I've got so many old cars I wish I still had.
Okay. I appreciate your time this morning and filling in the gaps for me there, Doug, and I hope that you get your full complement of 20 teams taking part. I look forward to hearing more about it as it evolves. But for now, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thanks for your interest.
Talking
to you.
Very welcome. We'll keep tabs on that. The Dunga Run for 2026. Get onto it now if you think you might like to take part, because what a worthwhile thing to be part of.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.